Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances, $396 or more. Like the Samsung Bespoke AI Laundry Combo, the largest capacity, fastest, all-in-one laundry combo available that washes and dries in one machine. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.
Well, I certainly have lost many battles. So far, I've not lost a war, but I've certainly lost many battles. Oh, yeah, more than I can count, probably. We had many... At Tesla, we came many times close to bankruptcy. At the end of 2008, we were only a few days from bankruptcy. It was literally 2 days, or 3 days, maybe.
I gave basically both SpaceX and Tesla from the beginning a probability of less than 10% of likely to succeed. In the beginning, I wouldn't even let my friends invest because I don't want to lose their money. I thought it was like, you know, I'd rather lose my own money. We almost did die at SpaceX, actually. So I budgeted for three flights. I did have a plan where I had the money from PayPal. I had like about $180 million from PayPal. And I thought, you know, I'll allocate half of that to SpaceX and Tesla and SolarCity, and that should be fine. I'll have 90 million, like, just lots, you know. But then what happened is things cost more and took longer than I thought, so I had a choice of either put the rest of the money in or the companies are going to die. I ended up putting all the money in and borrowing money for rent from friends.
If you want to try to come up with an innovative breakthrough, that's going to be how it is. Anything which is significantly innovative is going to come with a significant risk of failure. You've got to take big chances in order for the potential for a big positive outcome. If the outcome is exciting enough, then taking a big risk is worthwhile.
Yeah.
That's really how I approach it. But then. Once executing down a path, I actually do my absolute best to reduce risk, you know, because, or to improve the, another way of saying it, to improve the probability of success, because when you try to do something that is very, very risky, you have to spend a lot of effort trying to reduce that risk as you embark down that path. I think I'm kind of constitutionally just geared to just keep going. I don't know. There are times when, you know, things don't go well, and then that's quite dispiriting for sure. And so then it's difficult to proceed with the same level of enthusiasm. But I do think the things that we're doing are you know, pretty important to the future, and if we don't succeed, then, you know, it's not clear what other things would succeed, and if we don't succeed, then we will be certainly pointed to as a reason why people shouldn't even try for these things. So I think it's important that we do whatever is necessary to keep going.
So how do you keep your focus on the big picture when you're constantly faced with, we could be out of business in a month?
Well, it's just a very small percentage of mental energy is on the big picture. Like, you know where you're generally heading for, and the actual path is going to be some sort of zigzaggy thing in that direction. You try not to deviate too far from the path that you want to be on, but you're going to have to do that to some degree.
I think successful entrepreneurs probably come in all sizes, shapes, and flavors. An obsessive nature with respect to the quality of the product is very important. But even if you're the best, there's always a chance of failure. So I think it's important that you really like whatever you're doing. If you don't like it, life is too short. If you like what you're doing, you think about it even when you're not working. I mean, it's something that your mind is drawn to. And if you don't like it, you just really can't make it work.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
A lot of times people think like creating companies going to be fun. I would say it's not. It's really not that fun. I mean, there are periods of fun, and there are periods of where it's just awful. And particularly if you're the CEO of the company, you actually have a distillation of all the worst problems in the company. There's no point in spending your time on things that are going right. So you only spend your time on things that are going wrong. And there are things that are going wrong that other people can't take care of. So you have like the worst. You have a filter for the crappiest problem in the company. The most pernicious and painful problem. I think you have to feel quite compelled to do it and have a fairly high pain threshold. And there's a friend of mine who says like starting a company is like staring into the abyss and eating glass. And there's some truth to that. The staring into the abyss part is that you're going to be constantly facing the extermination of the company. Because most startups fail. It's like 90%, arguably 99% of startups fail. So that's the staring into the abyss part. You're constantly saying, okay, if I don't get this right, the company will die. It's going to be quite stressful. And then the eating glass part is you've got to do the problems. You've got to work on the problems that the company needs you to work on, not the problems you want to work on. And so that's you end up working on problems that you'd really wish you weren't working on. And so that's the eating glass part. And that goes on for a long time.
You may have heard me say that it's good to think in terms of the physics approach of first principles, which is rather than reasoning by analogy, you boil things down to the most fundamental truths you can imagine and you reason up from there. And this is a good way to figure out if something really makes sense or if it's just what everybody else is doing. It's hard to think that way. You can't think that way about everything. It takes a lot of effort. But if you're trying to do something new, it's the best way to think. And that framework was developed by physicists to figure out counterintuitive things like quantum mechanics. So it's really a powerful method.
The reason I came out to Stanford was actually to work on energy storage technologies for electric cars. That summer of 95, I was looking at the internet, and it seemed to me like the internet was going to have a big effect on humanity. So I thought, well, I can either work on electric vehicle technology and do my PhD at Stanford and watch the internet get built, or I could put my studies on hold and try to be part of the internet. And at first I tried to get a job at Netscape because that was the only internet company. And they didn't respond to me. So then I was like, okay, if I can't get a job at the only internet company, then I better try starting something. But I talked to my professor and I said, look, I'm going to try starting a company. It's probably not going to succeed. And if it doesn't succeed, can I come back? And he said, sure, no problem. And so I put my studies on hold and started the company.
If things had just gone a little bit the other way, both companies would be dead. And one of the most difficult choices I ever faced in life was in 2008. I think I had maybe $30 million left, or $30 or $40 million left in 2008. And I had two choices. I could put it all into one company, and then the other company would definitely die, or split it between the two companies. But if I split it between the two companies, then both might die. When you put your blood, sweat, and tears into creating something or building something, it's like a child. It's like, which one am I going to let one starve to death? I couldn't bring myself to do it, so I split the money between the two. Fortunately, thank goodness, they both came through.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of, 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.